We're talking now about face veils. The wearing of face veils, religious garments for the large part, that do actually cover the features, it's been a contested issue, you might say, in Western society of late. Denmark has become the latest country to ban the wearing of face veils in public in a law that will kick in on August 1st, claiming that it's a practice that contradicts Danish values. However, Amnesty International has called the ban a discriminatory violation of women's rights. On the line right now, we have Dr. Renee Barker, a lecturer at the University of Western Australia. Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. So,
not a problem. Nice and early.
Absolutely. Nice and early over where you're from, indeed.
It is, yes.
So looking at this particular ban, just how wide-reaching is this one going to be on, especially Muslim women living in Danish society?
In terms of the numbers, the raw numbers, not very many women are actually practically going to be affected, because in Danish society, as with many of the countries that have implemented bans of this nature, the actual numerical number of women who wear a burqa or niqab or a face veil as a daily practice is actually negligible, very small. We're talking the low hundreds here. But for the women who are actually impacted, it's going to be a catastrophic impact. If they cannot leave their house without wearing the veil, they have to make a really unenviable choice, which is to respect their religious beliefs, which, if they are practicing a religious belief of this magnitude, the veiling of their features, is a very strong belief. So they have to choose between respecting that very strong religious belief or taking part in society. And that means things as simple as taking their kids to school, having a job, accessing social welfare, going to the doctors. They're going to have to make a choice between that and their religious beliefs. And with strong religious beliefs, many people, as we've seen throughout history, will choose their religious beliefs over other practical considerations. So as a result, this ban could cut these women off from the rest of society, which arguably, if the Danish politicians are to be believed, is all about including them into Danish society and Danish values, is counterproductive.
Given, as you say there, the numerical number is so small of the number of women in Danish society actually having this practice, why the hell would you actually pass this law?
It's a very good question, and I have to excite myself for asking that question a lot. Really, it's a symbolic move by the Danish government. European countries, a number, beginning with France, and Germany has since headed down this route as well, have begun to ban the veil as almost a knee-jerk reaction to a perceived threat, and I say it is no more than perceived, from Muslim immigration. Obviously, we saw last year large waves of immigration of people of the Islamic faith into Europe. But Islam has been in Europe a very, very long time. And there's this perceived public threat. And so what politicians are doing is basically dog whistling to those constituents that have a concern around this area. Hey, look, we're doing something. And in effect, making scapegoats of a small group of women in a way that really harmful to small numerical numbers, but has a big public symbolic gesture. Hey, look, we're doing something about a perceived threat, which, to be frank, this is not the cause of that threat. These veils are not going to cause any real threat to society, but because of numerically small numbers. But it's a good dog whistle. Hey, look, we're doing something.
Well, it's quite interesting because, as you mentioned there, before, Danish society generally seen as fairly accepting, fairly broadly accepting, and they pass this kind of law as saying we want to accept these women into Danish society and this is counter to our values. Now, you mentioned also France and Germany have been looking at these kind of similar laws. It seems to be coming as part of a swing to the hard right in some of these European countries as well. Is this a continuing trend, do you think?
I think, unfortunately, yes. It is very much part of a trend. Hopefully, it might be arrested at some point and start to swing back to a little bit more sensible discourse, but unfortunately, it is becoming a trend. And the European Court of Human Rights upheld the ban in France a couple of years ago now. And as a result, those that hard right have become emboldened that they've got this court ruling at the European Court of Human Rights level that says these bans are within the human rights framework of the European Union, which has been heavily criticised, but that is what the law currently says. And so they've been emboldened to pass these laws. And again, numerical impact is very limited, but there is very much a swing in that direction, and more countries in Europe have been looking at them.
Well, it seems like it is meat to feed the beast, but every time you feed the beast, it does seem to get just a little bit stronger rather than being sated, as it were. Would you see the same thing happening here in Australia? Could you perceive the same thing happening here in Australia?
There have been a couple of attempts, and obviously politicians such as Pauline Hanson and Nick Xenophon have called for bans of this nature, and to date, our mainstream political parties have resisted such a call. In Australia, from a purely legal perspective, is it possible? If done at the federal level, maybe. We do have a provision in our constitution which prohibits the federal government from making laws which restrict freedom of religion. But the way in which these burqa laws are actually written is in general terms. So they ban face coverings rather than the religious garment, the burqa or niqab. So in broad terms, it's possible. I think, however, Australia is in a slightly different place. We have even smaller numerical numbers who actually wear the veil. And our commitment to that freedom of everyone, that right to practice your religion, is, I think, actually a little bit stronger than it currently is in Europe. We also, as well as having numerically small numbers of women who wear the veil, we actually have numerically small numbers of people who practice Islam generally, comparative to Europe. So the impetus isn't as strong here, but certainly in the hard right groups, we are seeing, and hard right political factions, we are seeing people making a call for that ban, and I'd certainly be very concerned if those groups start to gain more and more political power, that they would be emboldened by the success of, in Europe, of getting these bans passed to make further attempts to ban it here.
Renee, thank you very much. Really appreciate you having a bit of a chat with us about this one this morning.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That was Dr. Renee Barker, lecturer at the University of Western Australia Law School, speaking to us about the recent Danish ban on face coverings. And obviously it is going to apply to women of the Muslim faith in Danish society wearing the niqab or burqa. And indeed, whether it could happen here, despite the fact that our right side, hard right, alt-right politicians seem to be a bit of a mess at the moment, really can't get their act together even in their own parties. Indeed, there is sort of this this push for these kind of things here as well.